When you look at some of the early blues songs that came from Charlie Patton, you can hear distinctly the contributions or the influence coming out of the Choctaw culture, the social songs, the stomp dance songs.
Tim Johnson is artistic producer of Celebration of Nations and producer of Rumble at the Falls. This live concert performance will be revealing the major contributions made to popular North American music. These are considered powerful influences to blues, jazz, folk, and rock.
And it was the same with Mildred Bailey. The bending of the notes, for example, in the melodies that came out of the Coeur d'Alene culture, and how that particular approach to music really influenced how she interpreted her music as a singer, with big bands and jazz groups.
Be glad to take you, give you the break you need.
So focusing on the melody is important. Also, these various musical conventions, like call and response, that's very typical among Native cultures in the stomp dances, and that became integrated into the New Orleans sound that really helped influence a great deal of American musical styles. And so very fascinating how some of this comes forward.
Johnson had created an exhibit at the Smithsonian Institute. It highlighted Native American musicians in pop culture. It featured video clips from an award-winning film, Rumble, The Indians Who Rocked the World, a creation of Resolution Pictures.
Yeah, that's the one.
Rumble.
Hey, Rumble.
And so for the Rumble concert in Niagara Falls, we're incorporating some select film clips from the documentary into the concert. So these pieces will help to tell this history as people enjoy the live music as well.
Here in the United States is fully supported by input from Native and Indigenous people.
The mighty Niagara Falls will serve as backdrop to this outdoor performance.
There couldn't be a more both historical and just breathtaking view in terms of the backdrop.
Regan McCullough is CEO of the Niagara Parks Commission in Canada. The live concert will be taking place in the Oaks Garden Theater at the corner of the Niagara Parkway and Clifton Hill.
And where it's situated, and when people are sitting in the audience, they look down over the stage, and in the backdrop to that is the American Falls, and it's just absolutely stunning.
McCullough says contributions of indigenous influences in North American music have largely been unrecognized.
As described in the documentary, Robbie Robertson probably said it best when he said that his own mother told him to, or advised him to be proud of his Aboriginal heritage, but at the same time, be careful who you tell. There were certainly times when, not so much today, but times in the past where it may not have been to one's favor to admit their Aboriginal heritage. So a lot of this remains silent over the years.
Johnson noted the event will feature award-winning musicians, including Derek Miller. The artist producer won 2 Juno Awards in Canada. He works in music, film, and television. He provided the music for Rumble, a tribute to Native music icons.
This is part 3 now, which is, let's now take this storyline, turn it into a live musical concert event.
Rumble at the Falls will be entertaining and historic. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.